This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Another big news day. I'm laughing. I'm smiling because you can't make this stuff up. The Democratic Party and liberals are nuts. And by the way, the biggest news story of the day, in my opinion, is actually all the rich liberal creeps from Hollywood and corporate America, and even here in Vegas from MGM casino executive who paid bribes to get their kids into the most elite schools in America. Here, little Wayne Root just homeschools his kids, expects them to get straight A pluses, the highest SAT scores in the country, win the Presidential Scholar Award that 6,000 kids out of 3 million win. Both my kids, two of my four kids who have been to college, both won the Presidential Scholar. Rare win for a homeschool kid, and both of them got into the top colleges in America. I didn't bribe a single person in the world. They got in because they earned it. And when I went to Columbia University, I'll tell you what I found. All the kids that were working class like me were conservatives, and all the kids who were little rich spoiled brats were communists and Marxists and socialists, and they called themselves that. Some of them called themselves Bolsheviks. They hated America. They had massive white guilt. They hated white people. And you know why? Now I know why they had so much guilt. Because their parents bought them into Columbia. None of them were as smart as me. I could never understand how they got in. Now I get it. It's all about bribes. It's a massive system of bribes. Rich kids, their parents bribe their kids, admittance counselors or tennis coaches. In this case, they were tennis coaches, sailing coaches, crew coaches, wrestling coaches. They made millions letting kids in who didn't play tennis, who didn't sail, who weren't on the crew team. And then they faked injury and they never showed up for a day of work. But the professor, the crew coach, picked up a $2 million because a rich guy wanted his kid at that college. My kids get in the old-fashioned way. That's why we're conservatives. We earn it. All you rich creeps, all you rich liberal creeps, your kids are stupid, lazy bums, smoke pot all day. None of them give a damn about anything because you spoil them and you send them to private schools so they couldn't fight their way into a good school. Now we find out how they get in. I'll get to all that in a second. Let me first get to my commentary that I think is so important. It'll be in Thursday's Las Vegas Review Journal and syndicated all over the country by Creator Syndicate. Do we have Hamas in the U.S. Congress? That's my title. Do we have Hamas in the U.S. Congress? Radical, extreme, lunatic Democrats are in charge. The things they're saying are unimaginable in our country. I love it because they're busy creating nonstop headlines that will give President Trump and the GOP an easy victory in 2020. But don't take my word for it. Ask Rahm Emanuel, Obama's former chief of staff and mayor of Chicago, lifelong Democrat. He says the crazy radical talk coming out of the Democrat Congress will lead to a shocking defeat for Democrats. Or ask Howard Schultz, the former CEO of Starbucks, also a lifelong Democrat, now running for president as an independent. He says Trump will win in 2020 if Democrats embrace extreme socialism. Or ask Patrick Moore, the former co-founder and president of Greenpeace, who just reported Ocasio-Cortez's new Green Deal would eliminate fuel for cooking, heating, and transportation, thereby destroying our economy and cause mass starvation. He called her a pompous little twit. I think he was being nice. But let's hear it directly from the horse's mouth. Here are some of the latest, greatest Democrat hits. Ocasio-Cortez said at the famous South by Southwest conference this past weekend that America is only 10% better than garbage. She must be following Saul Alinsky's strategy. Alinsky advised, look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame it on the other guy. Ocasio-Cortez is a fan of socialist hellholes like Cuba and Venezuela, where citizens are forced to eat out of garbage dumpsters. Garbage must be on her mind. She looked in the mirror, she saw garbage, and she blamed it on America. Interesting to note, Ocasio-Cortez wants to eliminate air travel, but she flew to that South by Southwest conference on a plane, then showed up at the event in a gas-guzzling SUV. Meanwhile, it's alleged $1 million was diverted from her congressional campaign to a PAC that she directed with her mysterious Silicon Valley campaign manager. Where did the money go? Then there's Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. I just call her the Jew hater. She said only days ago the difference between Obama and Trump is that Obama is you. And this congresswoman just called our president subhuman. Omar is in the wrong place. She belongs in the parliament of Iran or Syria. It is no coincidence her wording is the exact same language used by Islamic extremists to describe Americans and Jews and Israel. They constantly call us all subhumans and therefore deserving of death. Get it? Do you see the coincidence of the words? If Democrats had a brain, they would expel Omar from Congress. 15 people in total have been expelled in the history of Congress. Ilhan Omar should be number 16. Instead, they put her on the powerful Foreign Affairs Committee overseeing Israel. Omar's best comrade in D.C. is Rashida Tlaib. She appeared on stage days ago at a CARE fundraiser, a group that Senator Chuck Schumer once called a front for Hamas. When she walked on the stage to raise money for Islamic extremists, she screamed the Muslim war cry. I'm not kidding. On her Instagram account, she follows a Free Palestine group that compares Jews to vermin. Keep in mind, Tlaib is the same congresswoman who on her first day in office screamed about President Trump on stage, we're going to impeach the mother bleeper. But she didn't bleep it out. Folks, it's clear we now have Hamas in Congress, but please, I beg you, keep on talking. You are the gifts that keep on giving. Let's make it a simple referendum in 2020. Do you want Hamas in the U.S. Congress? If not, vote Republican. There's my new commentary that comes out on Thursday. Do we have Hamas in the U.S. Congress? My answer is simple. We do. How about this news headline? Socialism in action. We got to use this. This is the. I just tweeted out this is the greatest Republican campaign ad ever in 2020. Forget Willie Horton, right? Forget things like that. Just show Venezuelans drinking water from the sewer. Socialism in action. Venezuelans collect drinking water from the sewer. Venezuelan citizens of the Socialist Revolution are forced to collect sewage runoff for drinking water. They're desperate. These same suffering people are eating from garbage trucks. Here's a photo of them attacking a garbage truck like it's freaking Il Molino at the Forum Shops, the finest Italian restaurant in America. Here's a photo of them collecting sewer water with their garbage cans so they can drink. Wow. Isn't America a terrible place? You know, as Ocasio-Cortez said, we're just 10% better than garbage. After all, in America, the poorest of the poor are freaking fat. We're a whole nation of obese people collecting welfare and food stamps. If you're poor, you're fat. You got a fat ass. You got a fat stomach. In these countries, everyone is truly starving. In America, the poor people are too fat. They got to stop eating. They've all got diabetes, heart disease, and cancer because all they do is eat and eat and eat free with American welfare. What a terrible country we are. We make poor people fat. In other countries, they're starving to death. And look at the pictures of the commie scum that starved their people and forced them to eat out of garbage dumpsters and drink sewer water. Chavez with Oliver Stone. Hugo Chavez with Michael Moore. Chavez and his billionaire daughter with good buddy Susan Sarandon. Chavez with good buddy Kevin Spacey, who likes to rape little boys. Chavez with good buddy former President Barack Obama, communist scum. Chavez with good buddy Danny Glover. And who could Chavez forget Chavez with good buddy former President Jimmy Carter. Chavez with terrorist and former President of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We would have included, says here, photos of Chavez with his pals in the Republican Party, but there are none. The only Americans this commie dictator had were all on the left side of the aisle. Democrats should fly fresh drinking water and give it to these people, and then take a swig of the sewer water their policies produce. I think Ocasio-Cortez should live in a sewer in Venezuela. That'd probably be too good for her. Instead, she's flying around in private jets while she tells the rest of us we can't fly. And Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido calls out U.S. Democrats Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar over the horrors of socialism. The U.S. and 50 countries recognize Juan Guaido as the acting president of Venezuela. Failed socialist tyrant Nicolas Maduro refuses to step down after tainted elections and an economy that has crashed. So he had a discussion, Guaido, on the Fox Business. And he invited socialist mouthpiece Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar to travel to Venezuela and see the fruits of socialism. He said, so if you want to talk about the economy, we're seeing 53% rates, 1,000% inflation, lack of basic products, medication, and food. If we look at the day-to-day suffering of the Venezuelan people, that's not about numbers. It's about human beings. It's about lives. People who are suffering right now see their lives in danger and who cannot provide for themselves as human beings to sustain a society in the world. So regarding the crisis going on in Venezuela, I invite everyone to see what's going on in Venezuela. And then finally, before I get to that student college entrance scam, and every one of them is Hollywood, big shots in corporate America, they're all liberals. Judge Jeanine, one of my favorite people in the world, Jeanine Pirro, on Fox News. What a great woman. I've got photos with her. Her and I at events together, speaking together. At President Trump's event in Las Vegas, we hung out together backstage. I've known her since I was a kid in Westchester County, New York, working for Republican candidates, and she was the district attorney, or maybe in those days, assistant district attorney. And there was one Fox News producer who called her out and said what a terrible person Judge Jeanine was for talking about the jihad-wearing Ilhan Omar. And now it turns out that Fox News producer is a Muslim who has a Twitter account littered with vile attacks on conservatives. She had the nerve to strongly condemn Judge Jeanine Pirro. Wow. This is what you're dealing with, folks, all over this country. They're plants. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, right back at you. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, you don't want to go anywhere because in the very next segment, we've got a guest who's the former chairman of the Federal Elections Commission, FEC. I almost said it's Federal Communications Commission, FCC. Federal Elections Commission, former chairman of the Federal Elections Commission, Lee Goodman. He's a partner at a very big law firm in Washington, D.C., and he will talk about what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her chief of staff and the scam they ran that could have her sent to prison. And this really is an event that could send you to prison. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio and Newsmax TV, a relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist, evangelist, American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. You can also find me on TV at DirecTV, Dish TV, cable systems like Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity, or you can go to NewsmaxTV.com and click on the very top where it says Watch Live every night, 8 o'clock East Coast time, 5 o'clock Pacific, or watch me on Roku or YouTube twice a day now, 8 o'clock Eastern and 1 p.m. Eastern. You can find me on the radio, usaradio.com. Click on Listen Live Now or iHeartRadio on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just go find the Wayne Allen Root Show anytime, any show, any segment of the show. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Founded and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio, the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in syndication. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham Resources has over 350,000 acres
of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M. FordhamResources.com. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call us anytime, 833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear what you think about this, my commentary about Hamas in Congress, or what you think about this cheating scandal at Ivy League and elite universities around the country. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My website, RootForAmerica.com. You can find me on Twitter, at RealWayneRoot. You can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. My buddy Cliff Lawrence writes jokes in late-night comics. He sends them to me because he's a big fan of the show. And he says today, latest Harris poll, according to a new poll, half of young Americans approve of socialism. The other half actually know what it is. That's a great one. Hollywood news. Actress Lori Loughlin was arrested in a college admissions cheating scam after 7 years on the ABC sitcom Full House and 3 years on Fuller House. She's now facing 5 years in the Big House. Financial experts say New York City's on the verge of bankruptcy. To give you an idea of how broke they are, the mayor's hatched a plan to steal copper. That's funny. That's very funny. Let's see if another good one here. There's a lot of great ones. I'm trying to pick out the absolute best. Daylight savings time. Yesterday we switched to daylight savings time, which had a remarkable effect on CNN. They only spent 23 hours reporting fake news. Great stuff. Great stuff. All right, thank you. Cliff Lawrence, comedian who sells his jokes to the late-night comedian, sends him here because he's a big fan, and I really appreciate that. And Chris Campbell, my board op, sent me a story I did not see today. Interesting, best news story of the day. I think it's the cheating scandal of the colleges, but he found one that involved Las Vegas. Ex-New Jersey priest accused of sex abuse found shot to death in his Nevada home. His Nevada home in Henderson, Nevada. Former New Jersey priest who had been credibly accused of sexually abusing minors found dead in his Nevada home. Police treating it a homicide. The body of John Caparelli found Saturday morning by police conducting a welfare check at his home in Henderson. 70 years old, died from a single gunshot wound to the neck. Body found in the kitchen. He appeared on a list in February with 187 other clergy. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Newark said have been credibly accused of abusing minors. Listen, when the Catholic Church uses the words credibly accused, they've let so many of them get away with it. When they say credibly accused, it means, for God's sakes, he did it. Never convicted of crime, but was permanently removed from the ministry. You know how many they pushed on to other churches down the road? If they kicked him out, he must have been the biggest serial rapist of little boys in the history of the world. And I think someone would say he got exactly what he deserved. He allegedly groped teenage boys and made them wrestle in swimwear while he snapped pictures of them. Accused of running a fetish website from his home. Wow. Moved to Nevada in 2016. That must be healthy. What a perfect place for a guy like that. Las Vegas! Let's head to the strip where we can heal our mind and get sex off our mind. Boy, somebody got revenge on Mr. John Caparelli. Boom, boom. No more sexually abusing little boys for him.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. More than 40 people have been charged in a nationwide college admissions cheating scandal that involved paying up to $6 million to place their children in elite universities. That's according to court records that were revealed on Tuesday. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling says parents cheated along with their kids, along with the mastermind of the scheme, William Singer.
Numerous parents paid Singer between $15,000 and $75,000 to have someone either take the exam for their child or to correct their child's answers afterward.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is not ready to call for President Trump's impeachment. On Capitol Hill today, Schumer said lawmakers should wait to see what is in special counsel Robert Mueller's final report. Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, agrees with Schumer. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow fell 96 points to close at 25,554. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We'll be right back.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network, as well as my flagship station, KBET, here in Las Vegas. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty HealthShare has taken such good care of me. They are a Christian health sharing organization. They replace health insurance. For me, they replaced Aetna. Aetna was $2,000 a month. These guys charge me $449 a month, I believe it is. Let's see. $449 a month, yeah. Can you imagine? I save $1,500 a month, $18,000 a year. It's my third year. I've saved $54,000 in 3 years. And you could join them at any time. No windows, no limited enrollment, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year, right now, this moment. Join them. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237. Anybody can join at any time. It's $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. I had kidney stones last month, first surgery in a hospital of my entire life. That's pretty cool, by the way. Thank you, God. I've led a very healthy life, and I am blessed. But it doesn't make it any better when you're going under the knife. Matter of fact, being that it was the first surgery in my life, I was scared to death. And nothing would make you even more nervous than hearing the hospital say, we don't know who the hell Liberty HealthShare is. We don't understand this. And so what do you do, right? Well, they said, have them call us. They did. They negotiated the bill, and I owed nothing other than the deductible. That's it. But you do that with Aetna, too. You do that with any health insurer in the world. So they won't pay a dime until you pay the deductible. So I paid the rest of my deductible, which was basically $2,500, $2,250, plus I paid $250 for a $2,500 CAT scan 2 weeks before, 2 weeks before that. So I paid $2,500 deductible for the year, gone, and they took care of the surgery, and now for the rest of the year, my deductible's gone. So great news. I mean, I just walked into the surgery like, wow, they took a huge, huge, huge safe off my back, off my shoulder. Made me feel much better. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. Go to 855-58-LIBERTY or lightyourliberty.com. What they did for me, if they do it for you, then we got a winner, baby. I talked about how crazy the Democratic Party is. Before I get, again, to the college story, I want to get to the craziness of the Democratic Party. Let's start with Alyssa Milano. I mean, she's a beautiful girl. She's a beautiful actress. But she's a liberal activist, you know? How do you date someone like that? I couldn't even sit across the table from someone like her without just freaking out and throwing a garbage can against the window. Here's what she said. Actress and liberal activist Alyssa Milano. She identified as a gay man, an immigrant, and disabled. She then defended her powerful message after a Women's Day tweet sticking up for her transgender sisters. This is what liberals are like. Don't you laugh at these people. Don't you mock them. I mean, this girl, someone needs to give her a good, swift kick in the butt. She was asked whether she's transgender herself. And here was her response. I'm trans. I'm a person of color. I'm an immigrant. I'm a lesbian. I'm a gay man. I'm disabled. I'm everything. Don't be afraid of what you don't know or understand. No one wants to hurt you. We're all just looking for our happily ever after. Someone just take a pillow and put it over her head. Just for a second. I'm trans, I'm a person of color, I'm an immigrant, I'm a lesbian, I'm a gay man, I'm disabled. I'm everything, and so are you, Kirk. Don't be afraid of what you don't know, must have been Kirk, person who asked her a question. And she was ridiculed for intersectional posturing. So here's what one guy said on Twitter to respond to her. Rich white woman pretends to be a transgender disabled immigrant person of color with multiple sexualities and pretends she can identify with the lives and struggles of all these people in her next blockbuster of the year starring Alyssa Milano. Rotten Tomatoes gives it a zero. Another guy says, I'm an apple, I'm a chair, I'm Wilford Brimley, I'm the planet Jupiter, I'm the color blue, I'm everything, I'm hallucinating, I need medication. These people are just nuts. They're just nutty. Another one says, I'm Alyssa Milano, I'm over the hill, has been. I'm not talented enough to get any more big acting gigs, so I run with the SJW feminist outrage mob to remain the least bit culturally relevant. I'm nothing special, I know it, that's why I'm so crappy to everyone. I'm sure he knows her well. I'm sure that's exactly what she's like. Wow, even a liberal took a shot at her. Oppression and intersectionality isn't an outfit you decide to put on whenever you like, activist Zeli Imani said. Wow. Milano hit back at her critics. I'm glad this tweet invoked conversation. I'm sorry it offended some. Nuance is important, and literal interpretation is not always intended, and I can identify with and not identify as. Both are powerful. What the hell are you talking about? God, these people are just mentally ill and sick in the heads. Here's a bill in Georgia that tells you everything you need to know about liberals. Democrats introduced a bill requiring men to call police when they release sperm from their testicles. Pro-abortion activists go off the deep end. A pair of Georgia Democrat lawmakers are planning to introduce a bill that would require men to call police any time that they release sperm from their testicles and classify unprotected sex as aggravated assault on the men's part. State Representatives Darshan Kendrick of Lithonia and Park Cannon of Atlanta are putting forward a testicular bill of rights in protest of Georgia's House passing a bill preventing abortions once a heartbeat is detected in the womb. Oh, my God, you've upset me so much you don't want to murder children. You can't get away with that. We're going to stop men from having sex ever again because you don't want to murder children after they come out of a mother's womb. And I'm liberal, and I can't allow that. These people are just nuts. Kendrick tweeted on Monday, introducing my testicular bill of rights. You want some regulations of bodies and choice? Done. Kendrick and Cannon's bill would require men who are 55 and older to immediately report to the county sheriff or local law enforcement agency when he releases sperm from his testicles. This bill helps men who are well past reproductive age to self-report when they willfully engage in conception. The measure would require men to obtain permission from their sexual partners before obtaining any prescriptions for erectile dysfunction medication. It would outlaw vasectomy procedures, require a 24-hour waiting period to buy sex toys or pornography, and mandate DNA tests to determine whether the father at 6 weeks into a pregnancy. I don't know what that means. Determine the father at 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The move is a political ploy and has little chance of passing in Georgia's House or Senate. Gee, what a surprise. But they're mad at the bill passed to protect the lives of unborn babies. Wow. And then left-wing nutcase Cher calls for all men to be circumcised and show papers or penis. I'm reading a headline. The last few weeks, radical Democratic freshmen made headlines for their radical, dangerous, offensive, anti-Semitic rambling. See, Wayne was right. On the money. War is right again. On Monday, Cher entered the fray. The far-left entertainer called for new rules on mandatory circumcision. Cher wants all men to be circumcised and forced to show proof. Republicans believe they've got God-given right to dictate what we do with our bodies. Women must make laws to control men's bodies. No Viagra, no Rogaine, no testosterone. All men must be circumcised and show papers or penis to prove it. Massage parlors punishable by death. Men must take the pill. And then she hit President Trump with all kinds of gibberish. Strange stuff. These people are all crazy, wacko people. Anyway, the news is already in. I told you that there's this cheating scandal in colleges, and it involves all kinds of Hollywood celebrities. But the ringleader has already pleaded guilty. I mean, this whole thing broke today, and the ringleader already pleaded guilty in a $25 million college admissions cheating scam, including Hollywood actress Felicity Huffman and Laura McLaughlin. And a slew of chief executives among the 50. Well, we'll have to take them in the next segment. Because we only have, what, about my board ops. Yeah, we just have about 3-4 minutes left in the segment. That's it. No, 3 minutes. 50 wealthy people charged in the largest college cheating scam ever prosecuted by the DOJ. It was dubbed Operation Varsity Blues. They paid bribes of up to $6.5 million to get their children to elite colleges, including Yale, Stanford, Georgetown, USC. Wow. Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, big names. Ringleader pleads guilty. Wow. This has been going on since the beginning of all time. I'm telling you right now. The ringleader is William Singer, owner of a college counseling service called Key Worldwide Foundation and a company called Edge College and Career Network. He accepted bribes totaling $25 million from parents to guarantee their children's admission to elite universities. I guarantee you this has been going on since the beginning of time. That's why all the kids at my college, Columbia University, were so freaked out about white privilege. They were so guilty because they knew they didn't deserve to get in. And they got all kinds of big-time people, including top corporate executives. The ex-CEO of PIMCO, the biggest bond fund in the world. Largest college admissions scam ever persecuted. Tell you more in the next segment. But Alan Dershowitz, a guy who I really respect, Harvard law professor, says this is the tip of the iceberg. He said it will go down as one of the great scandals of the 21st century, and that Tuesday's news is just the tip of the iceberg. I'll bet you Harvard's name will come up. Worst scandal involving elite universities in the history of the United States, Dershowitz said. Really, one of the great centuries of the 21st scandal. I think it's the tip of the iceberg. He talked about the significance of more than four dozen people who allegedly paid $6.5 million to secure their children's placement into elite universities. And he says, remember, this doesn't involve the super rich. The super rich buy buildings for the university. They donate hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. They don't have to worry about their kids getting in. This involves the very rich, not the super rich. People who can't quite afford to give a building but can't afford to spend $5 or $6 million. We will see other mini scandals involving contributions to the university, coaches who are prepared to stretch the rules. If we went back to the situation that occurred when I started teaching at Harvard 60 years ago, he said this couldn't work because these students would fail out. It didn't pay for them to come into a college because they wouldn't make it through if they didn't have the academic resources to make it. But today, nobody fails. Nobody gets bad grades. Nobody gets even C's in many universities. They've abolished grades. The scam placed students to Yale, Georgetown, Stanford, USC, UCLA, University of Texas. Wow. I'll tell you more when we get back, because two Las Vegas people are involved, including an MGM executive. You know that place I rail against 24 hours a day? Those slime balls that ripped us all off for $25 parking? Cheating to get their kids into college again. Slime.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%. APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen of Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world. With the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%. More than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root for Newsmax TV. It's hour number 3 of this show, so 5 o'clock West Coast time, 8 o'clock East Coast time, 7 o'clock Central. My show goes on Newsmax TV, 80 million homes. DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly 3 times a week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, you can call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, and we will connect you directly to your cable system where you will tell them, I want my Newsmax TV. Pick them up. So I can listen to Wayne Root, or I can watch Wayne Root, or I'll leave you. I'll go to DirecTV or Dish. There's lots of choices out there. Call toll-free 844-500-6397. And, oh, by the way, my show's on twice a day on Newsmax, 8 p.m. Eastern and 1 p.m. Eastern. So back to the college admissions cheating scandal. This guy, Lori Loughlin, is married, by the way. The famous actress is married to the founder of Massimo Men's Clothing. And Felicity Huffman, of course, is married to a famous actor as well. I can't even remember his name. What's his name? Huffman, I can't remember it now. And who else is involved? Gordon Kaplan, 52, Wilkie Farr & Gallagher co-chairman, international law firm, accused of paying $75,000, masked as a charitable contribution to Key Worldwide. That's the charity that pulled the scam. And in addition, a proctor participating in the scheme agreed to alter his daughter's test results to ensure she received a high score on her ACT. Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing. Massimo Giannulli, fashion designer, founder of Massimo, the one married to actress Lori McLaughlin. Bill McClashen, 55, TPG Growth Managing Partner in Beverly Hills, California. Manuel Henriquez, 55, Hercules Capital CEO. Wow. In addition to paying for falsified test results, the Henriquez bribed Georgetown's head tennis coach, Gordon Ernst, in order to present their daughter as a college tennis recruit. Douglas Hodge, 61, former PIMCO CEO, world's largest bond fund. an asset management firm. He's accused of using bribes and falsified athletic histories to gain college entry for three of his kids to USC and Georgetown. In one instance, a Georgetown application created for Hodges' daughter falsely claimed she'd won multiple United States Tennis Association tournaments. He paid hundreds of thousands in bribes. Wow. Robert Zangrillo, 52, Dragon Global CEO, prominent investment firm executive, real estate developer in Miami, bribed USC officials to represent his daughter as an athletic recruit and paid $200,000 to Key Worldwide in exchange for doctored test results. They're all unavailable for comment. I wonder why. I wonder how many of them are Republicans. All Democrats. And two Las Vegans. You know my show comes from Las Vegas. So let's see who the Las Vegas ones are. Let's see. Two people from Nevada, Gamil Aziz and Elizabeth Kimmel, are facing charges of conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. They list Aziz by his given name, Abazel Aziz. Las Vegas resident, served until about September 2016 as senior executive of a resort and casino operator in Macau, China, and held other senior executive positions in the hotel and casino industries. I know he's been at MGM, and I know he's been at Wynn. He's currently chairman and CEO of Legacy Hospitality Group. Former executive director of Wynn Macau Limited, responsible for the development of the $4.4 billion Wynn Palace Resort in Macau's Cotai region. Accused of conspiring to bribe the senior athletic director at the University of Southern California, USC, to designate his daughter as a recruit to the USC basketball team. His daughter enrolled at USC in the fall but did not join the basketball team. Gimel is a resident of Las Vegas and La Jolla, California, and the owner and president of a media company. Kimmel participated in the college recruitment scheme by conspiring to use bribery to facilitate her daughter's admission to Georgetown as a tennis recruit and her son's admission to USC as a track recruit. Kimmel's daughter graduated in May 2017, was not a member of the tennis team during her 4 years at Georgetown. Son was admitted to USC in March of 2018. The parents paid admissions consultant to bribe coaches and administrators to label their children as recruited athletes, to alter test scores, and have others take online classes to boost their children's chances of getting into schools. Parents spent from $200,000 to $6.5 million to guarantee their children got into schools. Wow. And you don't realize how bad this is. This is liberals. This is why they have white guilt. I had no guilt. I was one of the top SAT scorers in America. I earned my way to Columbia University. My daughter and my son, Dakota and Hudson, both had among the highest SAT scores in America and won the SAT's prestigious presidential scholarship. I didn't have to bribe anyone to get my kids in. They don't have to be liberal. They don't need to have white guilt. You liberals think you can buy everything, just like the kids I went to Columbia with. Same kids. Little rich, spoiled brats who think they deserve admission because they're rich. Then once they get in, oh, the white people are so terrible. I feel bad for the blacks and the Hispanics and the gays and the lesbians and the Indians. Oh, my God. Well, that's because your family's the ones that persecuted them all. I don't feel any guilt. My grandparents came to America long after slavery. I'm not guilty. I have no reason to be guilty. You people really do have white guilt. Little rich, spoiled brat bums. Lazy.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.